North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Mecklenburg County Property Record Card Search Tool available for NC Pros. Mecklenburg County offers an online property record card search through its Spatialest platform. Real estate professionals in NC can quickly access property details, ownership history, and tax assessments for transactions in North Carolina's largest metro market. Bookmark https://property.spatialest.com/ench-mecklenburg/ for fast property lookups in Mecklenburg County. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. New NC Property Records search tool launches for deeds, permits, and liens. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized way to search North Carolina property records, including owner information, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, liens, and permits. Real estate professionals in NC can streamline due diligence and verify critical property details without navigating multiple county systems. Add https://northcarolina.propertychecker.com/ to your closing checklist for faster title and ownership verification. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. North Carolina Tax Assessors Portal consolidates parcel tax and GIS data for all 100 counties. North Carolina Assessors is a centralized portal providing access to online parcel data, tax digest, and GIS maps for every county in the state, searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. Real estate professionals can efficiently research property assessments, sales comparables, and tax exemptions across all 100 NC counties from a single starting point, streamlining due diligence and valuation work. Bookmark qpublic.net/ncassessors/ as your first stop for county-level property assessment and tax data research. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NC jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months in a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.